It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Theoretically, a bed of roses could have thorns in it, but metaphorically, it doesn't. And it is just a delightful place to be.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
A good Sunday to you.
It is Mother's Day, and of course, giving flowers is a wonderful thing to do. So we're giving a virtual bouquet of flower references to all the moms this morning. Let's start out with a bed of roses. Where did this come from?
This phrase has been around longer than I was expecting. The OED traces it back to at least the end of the 16th century. And it could be a bed of flowers. It could also be a bed of down. Shakespeare uses that in Othello, or just generally a bed of flowers. But in any case, a nice place to be. We have another expression where flowers symbolize something nice, which is fresh as a daisy.
Yeah.
When you're youthful or looking healthy, you're fresh as a daisy. That one also has some variants historically. You could be fresh as a rose, mm-hmm. fresh as a flower, or, and I love this one, fresh as paint.
Now, I don't understand. Fresh as paint. Oh, you smell so chemical today. Mm.
Then we have some flower expressions that are perhaps a little less positive. And the first one that came to mind for me was wallflower.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Rena, for you, is wallflower gendered?
Yeah, it seems to be. I always think of, you know, that there's always the one girl at the dance and she sits off to the side and everyone else is dancing, but she's just sitting there and she's the wallflower. But is it gendered?
Well, historically, I think it has been. And it's funny because for me, it's also, if I'm honest about my first reaction, it is gendered. It's a woman or a girl and it's at a dance.
Mm-hmm.
The OED has exactly that definition. It traces wallflower back to the early 19th century and defines it as a lady who keeps her seat at the side of the room while others are dancing. If you look in American Heritage, you'll find a more generic description. The editors there define it as one who does not participate in a social activity. And they say it could be because of shyness or unpopularity.
And that made me think of shrinking violet. Is that the same thing? That's different than a wallflower, isn't it?
It is a little different. Again, we've got a nice flower there, a violet. The shrinking here is in the sense of someone who is being shy or retiring. This goes back to the early 19th century, first shows up in poetry, both in Britain and in the U.S., What I was struck by when I started looking at how we're using this now is that we rarely say that someone is a shrinking violet. What we tend to say is that person is no shrinking violet.
That's true. That's true. Here's one. Mum's the word. Does that have anything to do with flowers?
It doesn't. The mum in mum's the word is the sound we make if we're closing our lips, closing our mouth because we're not going to say anything, as in, mm-mm, I'm not talking. And that's where we get the expression to keep mum, to stay mum, as well as mum's the word.
Got it. Very interesting. Well, to all the moms, happy Mother's Day from both of us.
Yes, a very happy Mother's Day to all.